Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back to House Smarts Radio. Lou Manfredini here with you. Okay, we talk about fixing things. We talk about maintaining things. We talk a lot about food because I love to eat, like most of us, and, you know, different products that you can buy and things to grill or, you know, cook or, you know, what, air fryers, whatever. But you know what I don't think we've ever spoken about on this radio show is hot sauce. And I am a hot sauce person. I really enjoy hot sauce, but I have a delicate palate. I don't like it crazy hot where, you know, the people get the hot sauce like, oh my gosh, it's so hot, and it ruins the flavor. I like more savory hot. When you find a hot sauce that combines the two things, to me, it's a home run and a half. I happen to be holding a bottle of that right now, and I have the creators of this hot sauce. Joining me on the phone line is John Paul Demirjian and his ride and or die partner, his mother, Valentina Demirjian. Good morning to both of you, and welcome to House Smarts Radio.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
All right, let me start with this. Captain Demo's Red Hot Pepper Sauce since 1976, it says, and then it says Big Truffle. Explain.
Well, you want to start?
I produced John Paul in 1976, and we've been adventuring ever since.
And now we're producing sauce, so that's the short answer, Lou. So Big Truffle is, we discovered truffle in the late 90s before it was like a thing, and then it was really hard to get, and it was like a really expensive thing, and
right,
you kind of had to go to Italy or nowhere to go to kind of get it, and then over the years, we're big food people, and we do a lot of cooking, a lot of experimenting, and as things became more available, you saw some of these like sauces emerging with truffle this and truffle that, and they just were somebody trying to get out into the market, and we worked with our friends, and we have a lot of chef friends, wonderful chef friends for many years, and tried, and over, you know, the course of several years, came up with this, you know, this truffled pepper sauce, which, to your point, is like a 3-4 out of 10 in terms of heat, because just like you, we don't like, you know, eating hot sauce is not supposed to be like a contest of, you know, strength.
Right.
You know, I mean, I guess there are people that like that, but that's not what we wanted to eat, and kind of the broader market of people, meaning our friends and family who we made this for, you know, wanted to be able to taste food and have it be enhanced by this truffle in a slight heat with a little bit of sweet from the hot honey that we use, which is also very popular now. So kind of a hat tip to, you know, cooking and culinary instead of, you know, a fraternity prank where you put hot sauce on someone's, you know, food and, you know, watch their head explode.
So Valentina, this is something, is this something that you were doing at first and then you got the captain, I got to find out about that too, involved in it and you were kind of cooking this up in the kitchen?
No, somebody gave us some peppers. And since my son likes to cook so much, and I'm not really a hot pepper person, I said, what can we do with these? It's a shame to throw them away.
Right.
So we came up with the idea. We made some sauce. People liked it. So the first batch we made in his kitchen. And we said, we got something here. And that's how it took off.
You know, most people look at a hot sauce and they, you know, they want it to be red, you know, because of hot. But there, it's almost like a kind of a golden brown color, the sauce itself. And it is one of the most savory hot sauces. As someone who enjoys good hot sauce, like I said, I don't like it crazy hot. To me, forget it. I want nothing to do with that. But you know, who's the big Cholula, the Mexican hot sauce, is more savory, but it's not as, in my opinion, it could be more flavorful. This thing, and maybe that's the truffle, is what's in it, is so flavorful, and it exactly what you said, John Paul, is it enhances the flavor of the food you put it on.
It's a very smooth
yeah.
flavor in addition to the whatever you're eating.
Yeah.
And Lou, I mean, if you're holding the bottle, you know, this was pretty controversial when we put the packaging together. You know, I think you'd agree that it's, you know, we call it hot in all the wrong places.
Right.
That was kind of the joke. And my mom was vehemently against it. She's like, that's just, you know, too,
misleading.
That's just too off color, misleading. And I said, Mom, it's funny. She's like, that's not funny. It's rude. I don't think it's going to go over well. And, that was the first time I think in my entire life we had a disagreement. And also the first time that I think I might've been right. So we agreed to agree over lunch that hot in all the wrong places was the right tagline for it, and I think your testimonial is amazing because it really, you know, kind of describes. Thank you.
Is this you on the label, right? Holding the ship's wheel.
That's the ship's wheel from a field trip we took my twin son. On in 2017, my mom and I took him to the Field Museum.
Yeah,
and they had the U-505 submarine. And
oh yeah.
Ship's wheel, and that ended up being kind of a funny picture we took, and we used it for the prototype. And everybody said, you know what, that's actually pretty funny. Let's try it. My wife absolutely hates that picture because she's like, why do you have to put your face on it? It started out as a joke, and now we can't take it off. And if you can believe. You've tasted it. It's got my face on it, and people are actually buying it.
Yeah.
So you know it's got to be good.
Well, I mean, I'm going to, you know, I know you're with, I'm going to go with your mother, but I mean, you're a handsome fella. So I think that, you know, that works, right, Valentina? When you look that good, you got to flaunt it. What are you going to hold back on that?
Exactly.
I mean, she told me I had a face for radio.
All right, let's talk a little over the hot sauce. I've got a lot of people in my family who are gluten-free. I always got to worry about gluten. How about this hot sauce when it comes to gluten?
Great question. So it's naturally gluten-free. We have, you know, we use a blend of great Thai peppers, jalapenos, and Fresno peppers.
Mm.
There's a lot of garlic in the sauce.
Yeah, I taste the garlic. I love that.
Great, and there's a lot of saffron that we put, and there's also turmeric. I don't want to give away all the secrets, but those are, you know, those ingredients are what give it that kind of golden hue.
Mm.
And when you're basting it on seafood and broiling seafood, or putting it into like carbonara pasta, like this is not your, you know, average regular run of the mill, you know, hot sauce. We use this on, you know, higher end ingredients where we're not just. And by the way, it tastes great on fried shrimp and fried fish and burgers, and we make sauces with it to dip French fries in. A lot of the restaurants that we're in now, like Alter Brewing in Oak Brook and in St. Charles, they put it in their buffalo chicken wrap. We're the ingredient for their Chicago hot chicken sandwich, which is like a Nashville hot chicken sandwich, but they use our sauce in the kitchen. So we're kind of a official partner there.
And I'm looking at the label right now. It's zero calories because, I mean, you know,
well,
for when you use a teaspoon of it, right? And I don't know if you know this or not, but I've been working with the people at Seattle Sutton for a long time, and I still eat their food. Last night, you sent me a care package and of lovely bottles, and you've got a regular size bottle and then like a little bottle that I could probably put in my pocket. I took that bottle and I shook it up and I put it on my Seattle Sutton. It was delicious.
There you go. Yeah, it's you know, there's a couple of camps to the whole, like we're my mom and I and the people that work with us, we're not vegans. A lot of our friends are vegan. You know, because there's honey in it, we can't say that it's vegan,
right?
Because people debate that, and I'm not educated enough on what vegan is these days.
Right.
It is naturally gluten-free, And, you know, we if that's an issue for you, I think you'd be all right. And turmeric, by the way, is a natural anti-inflammatory, not that we're selling it as a dietary supplement. But you don't get, you tend to not get heartburn from our sauce because of the way it's blended.
I love that. Now, Valentina, my notes here tell me that you're a big fan of the show and that you're quite handy as well. Is that true?
That is true. I've been listening to you for years. I've never called, but I've fixed things that were broken because of somebody else that had the same problem. And one of the main ones was we redid our bathrooms, and I was getting orange water out of the bathtub, out of the bathroom faucet. And I said, something's wrong. And the next day, somebody called the same issue, and you told them they probably used a pipe for a gas line rather than for a water line. I called the decorators back and I said, you used the wrong connector, change it. And they did it, and they were, you were right. So my problem was somebody else having the same issue.
Busted.
Faucets happen other times.
I love
things
it.
Things have been resolved.
I love it. I love it. When I take it, when I take a day off, I'm going to have them call you and then you can fill in. All right. I think the sauce is I think the sauce is terrific. You're selling this on your website, and I know you also have a little offer for our listeners. So, give us the information of where people can find this hot sauce. And full disclosure, and I see this here, our Villa Park Ace store that my wife and I own, our store manager brought it in. You folks are in the Villa Park area. And you can go to the Villa Park store and buy it there, but you can also find it online, correct?
That's correct. And I didn't realize that you guys own that store. Our office and administrative office is in Villa Park. My mom lives in Elmhurst, and I've started to bring it around to a couple of the different Ace Hardwares in Lombard and Villa Park, and we're working with some of the folks on the south side as well, and those you can find it at your local, and if you don't see it at your local Ace Harbor, please ask for it by name. You know, Captain Debo's Big Truffle. We're trying to get national distribution to them, but you can always find it online at www.captaindemos, just like it's spelled, and that's captaindemos.com. And we have a special offer. My mom insisted it's Mr. Fix-It 20 off, which is, again, Mr. Fix-It 20 off, and that's a coupon code
that's coupon code right there
at checkout. And that's just for that's for anyone listening to the show.
You guys are awesome. I love the beginnings of all this and how it all works, and the sauce is terrific. I only wish you both continued success. John Paul Demirjian and his mother Valentina are the co-creators of Captain Demo's Big Truffle Red Hot Pepper Sauce. Congratulations to both of you. I hope it all goes well, and I appreciate you taking the time this morning.
Thanks, Lou.
Absolutely.
We'll keep listening.
Stay hot out there, buddy.